You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
To a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guests are dear friends, fellow Virgos, Mahala Gale and Mona Delfino. Mahala Gale is an astrologer, writer, and speaker. She writes an article called Planet Alert that is published once a month and goes out on the internet for free since 1988. She was the editor of the newsletter that was mailed out by the Asclepius Light Center for many years. In December of 2008, this newsletter was replaced by The Planet Alert, which features guest writers. You can find out more on www.blog.mahalasastrology.com. Now, Mona Delfino is an energy medicine practitioner who has worked on thousands of people across the world. She is a sought-after speaker and healer who takes medical intuition to a whole new level. Her gift in this lifetime is the ability to read conditions based in the body through energy. This allows an understanding of blockages, patterns, and their underlying mental and emotional causes. These energy reads are a connection to each of our souls and therefore opens a new door of understanding for everybody. You can find out more at www.sacredreconnections.com. Hi, Mona and Mahala. We're like the three Virgo musketeers.
Right, Lance.
It's good to be back on the show with the two of you. I am so excited.
Yes, it's very nice to be back on.
Oh, it's wonderful. I just love you guys, and I don't know who wants to kind of start filling us in first, because it's been a few years since we've talked, and there's so much that's gone on that I'm sure that you're both chock full of information ready to come out, so I'm going to step aside and let you guys start sharing.
Well, maybe I should bring up the highlights of the astrology, that's what's coming up this year.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
And then we could go into the healing part with...
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Oh, Mahala, definitely go. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
Okay, well, we're in 2016, and by numerology, that 20 is means judgment. Of course, that goes on for a long time, and nobody judges us anyways. We judge ourselves. But anyways, and then the 16 is the tower struck with lightning and the tarot cards. And so what this means, that there'll be a lot of light coming to Earth this year, and this light will make the tower or establishment fall or transform. And also, but actually, the light has actually won, and it doesn't appear that way because the Earth is so chaotic and everything, but it's always darkest before the dawn. And as soon as people start realizing that the light has won, then it will start manifesting. But right now, it's like a circus out there. But we need to realize that we're just watching an illusion. Everything is illusion. And like watching the election thing, it's been like, I said, oh man, this is the best movie I've watched in a long time.
Right. Or the
really
worst.
Yeah. But the year 2016 also adds up to a 9. And the energy from the number 9, it rules love, anger, money, or Christ consciousness. And so that's why the people that manifest unconditional love this year will also be able to manifest their Christ consciousness and will have a lot of abundance. But the people who choose to manifest the anger issue, which has been a lot of them, in fact, the full moon that happened on February 22nd was on the degree of releasing anger. And so that's been, very dominant. And so then with Mars and Scorpio, all of this stuff, because Scorpio is a deep, dark stuff within us. And so Mars has been in Scorpio since the first part of January. Mm-hmm. And so things that you thought that you already let go of have been like right in your face in the last month and a half.
Right.
And so Mars will be in Scorpio until March 6th. And then Mars moves into Sagittarius. And when that happens, there'll be entirely different energy. But Mars has a long, long cycle in Scorpio. Usually it only stays in one sign for 2 months. Huh. But this time it's going on longer. And so Mars will be in Scorpio from March 6th to May 27th, and then it turns retrograde, and then it goes back into Scorpio from June and July to August 3rd. And then it goes back into Sag, you know, and then it goes on with its journey. And so there'll be another retrograde period, June, July, up until the first part of August. And so I'd like people to, you know that, to know that there might be some other things that come up from the past that they need to look at during that particular time period. And Sagittarius, Saturn's in Sagittarius right now, and Sagittarius rules the banking system. And it also rules freedom, the desire for freedom. And so when we have, like I started on March 6th, when Mars and Saturn will both be in Sagittarius, there's going to be a tremendous cry for freedom in the world at that time. And so this will change the thing. And then we're in the year of the fire monkey, and the fire is transformation. And so we're in a year of transformation. And so that will be, and also abundance. You know, because like in the dream spell calendar on the Chinese New Year, it was also the monkey, but it was the monkey that is ruled by abundance. And so, you know, everyone says, well, the money system's going to fall, et cetera, et cetera. But I've never thought that. I mean, I know that the money system has to change, but I think it's going to be just kind of like switching from one to another, because the other money system's already set up behind the scenes, you know. So I don't think that there'll be the danger of it totally falling, you know, and everyone going bankrupt and stuff like that. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's just going to be a smooth transition from one to another. And it might take a little period of time, but I don't think it's going to be drastic. And then those, and because we're in the year of ascension, it's like frequency, you know. And so there's some people say that we're going into fourth density, and others say we're going into fifth, and then so I looked up. There's a difference between the word density and dimension, and density means frequency, and dimension means a measure of time. You know, like the three dimensional of the 3D. You know, and then the pyramids have like four sides, and that's still, you know, like density. I mean, not density, dimension. And so I prefer to use the density. And so basically this year we're going to switch sometime and go totally into the fifth and sixth dimension. And the sixth,
density, right.
and the sixth is the density of magic and miracles. And I've already experienced several miracles in my life since September. So the energy starting in from 60 started in this past September, you know, close to your birthday, Lance. Actually, it shifted on my birthday because that was the eclipse time, and so that's when it shifted, but it's just barely. I mean, we haven't quite felt the effects from it yet, but I have felt the effects personally because of all the miracles that have happened in my life since then. So, Mona, your turn.
Well, what a good, amazing, not only introduction, but a heck of a lot of information there. We are definitely, I mean, everybody knows we're in these changes. I don't think there's one person that cannot say that we're not in these changes. And the thing that that I am constantly working with you guys is something that I feel we have to understand. We are at a very, very crucial time in 2016. I just came back from a very good conference in Sedona with Greg Braden and Joe Dispenza and Debbie Rosman from the Institute of HeartMath. And I am a HeartMath trainer, by the way, as well. And one of the things that is really interesting right now is that Greg came out with something that he wrote a book called Fractal Time. Remember that a few years ago? Mm-hmm. Well, in that book, he talks about fractal time calculations. And in that, he has described that all of the cycles over periods of thousands of years are all conjoining into 2016. So what this means is that everything that has happened in the past, all the wars, all the fighting, all of the past, anything you want to look at in terms of the past mistakes, if you want to say, that we've had to learn from, are everything's coming and joining into 2016, which means that if you look at a calculation, 2016 is the year we're going to make it or break it. Okay, that's the bottom line. And what? And it's not so much 2017. John Jay Harper used to talk about 2017 being the last year that we were going to have to deal with all this stuff, and it may very well be so. However, one of the things that I found is that 2016 is the most crucial. This is our crucial year, and if we understand it to be like this, because we can obviously see the effects and what's happening in our world, but what's even more important, and this is my point, is to realize your power and to realize that what is happening right now is we are waking up to self-empowerment, and we are the ones that are going to make the changes. And so because of that, we have to understand our empowerment is really why we're here. I feel that we all came here to be able to expand ourselves, to stretch ourselves, to learn new adventures of the true consciousness, and not something from the past that made us have to think a certain way and then made us sick. So these are the things we have to learn, is that we are now free people, and everything Mahala said is all about freedom. So now we're at a point in time where we're getting ready to blow ourselves into a different dimension, which is going to be completely and totally based in freedom, which scares the crap out of people because they don't have any ground rules. They have nothing that stops them from saying, oh, no, if I don't feel like this anymore, then how am I going to do this? Because I don't understand that. You know, it's like, well, you know what? The most important thing is put it down. Let it down. Start a new day, a new time, and a new way, because it's the only thing we can do is begin to look in the moment. We have no other time, because time and space don't really exist except in the second that we're living. And so if we keep ourselves in that moment, then we will be able. Now, that's the hard part. How do you do that? How do you keep yourselves in a moment? Well, whenever you start to slip out and you start getting worried or you start getting anxious, you have to remember that you're in charge. Nobody's doing it to you. But these are old patterns. They're old survival issues. They're the amygdala and the brain saying, oh, that's the old pattern. Oh, that's the old pattern. How does it change? We have to be conscious. So the whole healing method in a world that we're living in today is about consciousness, bringing the consciousness back to where we need to be for homeostasis within our world and mostly within ourselves.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me.
So that's really the biggest statement of all, is that know your power and know what you're capable of, and don't let anything stop you. When you start realizing that something isn't working, change it. I love that topic about placebo, because we are the placebo. Well, Bruce Lipton's coming out with a new thing. He says, what about the nocebo? Nobody's talking about that. And I thought, what's the nocebo? Well, the nocebo is when you still stop yourself in resistance. So you have a choice. You have a choice of being resilient or resistant. And so the world needs to go into more of a resilience. In other words, we need to grab ourselves back and say, we can do it this way. Now, if we recall, I'm not going to talk too much here because I know we all want to talk, but one of the big things is to remember how much we accomplished in 2015. This was a major year for us because we accomplished many things that we had never accomplished before. And, you know, we voted. We got a chance to say that gay marriages were going to be acceptable now. We got a chance to realize that medical marijuana was going to be legal. You know, no more trophy hunting. These are the things we started to learn, is that, you know, once we started to administer the concept that we are in charge, then we began to make it happen. But we've only come a certain way, but that's in the certain amount, because that's all we knew at the time that we could do. But we did it. We accomplished something. So if we look at the fact that we have the power to do things, and as people, by the people, for the people, we've got to get ourselves on board here and recognize that the old system, including voting and including having candidates that don't mean a darn thing to where they're going. It's all the same stuff. Nothing works the same. So like Mahala said, nothing's the same. If we are not in that dimension anymore, then how can we expect the old ways to work? They'll never go back to the same.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And nothing that you try to do, you know, if you have opposition to it, it's not going to work because the energy is one of flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can stay in the flow, then everything will work out just great.
Right. Staying in the flow is a really big deal. But it's, again, that's about being in the moment, you know.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of changes. Lance, what have you been going through lately? Tell us a little more about what you've been experiencing.
Well, a lot of the same things that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's unresolved or that hasn't been looked at properly has come up for a reexamination, and it continues to until there's some kind of resolution on it. And it all is about choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and also, the rabbit hole goes really deep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of negative information out there about what's coming and what's happening. And sometimes I get caught up in the rabbit hole, but for the most part, I just kind of keep tabs on that and remember that I'm the creator.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And we're all the creators.
Yes.
So
yes.
People who are feeling disempowered and less than, or that they don't make a difference, need to reexamine that belief because that's old thinking. Old stinking thinking.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And you know, when all the conspiracy theory and that comes up, you know, I realized a long time ago that there is just as much disinformation in the conspiracy theory as there is in, you know, just regular life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of that out there right now because, you know, I was on several radio shows recently, and this one in particular came out, and they said, Mona, you're a breath of fresh air. Everybody we're talking to is about doom and gloom, and you're sitting here saying, this is the best time of the whole universe.
That's right. It is, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and March is the only month this year because, like, I've been doing like a new numerology thing, and I've been adding up every word that comes into my mind to see what it adds up to, you know. And so I added up all of the months and what they came to in numerology. And so March is the only month this year that vibrates to the number 16.
Huh.
And so, and then in March we have two eclipses, and we have the spring equinox. And in the solar eclipse, it's in Pisces, you know, and that's Pisces is the water, and so that rules the oceans. And another thing that the general consciousness has stirred up is like the anger, and so the oceans are experiencing the anger. And right after I'd written my article for this last month on the Chinese New Year, I had mentioned in there that the oceans were angry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, just there were two things. It showed like this big cruise ship on the East Coast that was just battered with waves, you know, and it had a lot of damage to it, and it had to go from down south back up to the north coast, I mean, up in the northeastern part of the United States, because it had been damaged. And then it showed a couple other waves that just came out of nowhere, you know.
Wow.
For different events. And so I thought, wow, that's showing me that the ocean really is angry. And so that's one of the things that we need to work on this year, is to really kind of get rid of our anger, let it all go, because and then watch how the oceans will calm down again. And
yeah,
just a few days ago, there was a Category 5 cyclone that went into Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever had a Category 5 before.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Huge. And the waves in Hawaii right now are going nuts.
Right, they are, yeah.
Yeah.
And the waves down in California did too for a while there, or a day or so.
Well, I think it's important to realize that it's not the earth that's angry, and it's not the ocean that's angry. It's the energy based around that area that
yes.
needs to be cleaned, because that's really what it comes down to. And you know, the more we understand energy, the more we understand our power. Because it makes more sense that we have the opportunity to create, you know, and if we keep looking at that as a priority in 2016, we just might do a really good job. And so, you know, it's important to recognize that. And here's the other thing. One thing that's really important is that, you know, Bruce Lipton talks about it, HeartMath talks about it, is coherence. And coherence is based in understanding that you are resilient, okay? And so once you understand and you engage imagine the understanding of that. You can become anything. You can do anything with that resilience. There's nothing you can't do. And so it's just a matter of understanding that that's where your quiet space is. That's where you can become more empowered simply by breathing into the heart. But a lot of the things that are happening right now are based in outside of us, and that's a blood pressure. When people have high blood pressure, because a lot of times they're getting too stressed out of what's happening in the world. And so, you know, in my whole world, what I do is I work with the physical body, and I try to help people heal, and I do, with a lot of these conditions that have been based as a diagnosis. And I take the diagnosis and I tear it apart, and I say, no, you have to look from an energetic level. If you see it from this point of view, you're going to understand why the as above, so below. Why did your body get that illness if you have been thinking so much about this out here? It makes you sick. You can say, this makes me sick. Well, it certainly will. You know, because if you give yourself too much attention out there, or to these conspiracy theories, or to the dark side, or what do you want to call it? Star Wars was perfect for this. It showed us that, you know, truly, what's there to be learned and what is there to fight against? You know, we're not here to fight. Fighting is over. That's not what we're here for. And so when we start to have to learn, we're either going to learn the easy way or the hard way. And so, and it's going to happen individually. It's going to happen to us. And so each and every person has to learn more about their own power in this year in order to establish a new connection to their soul.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And also there's quantum entanglement. And everything is entangled, so there, you can't really separate anything out and say, you know, this, I'm a victim, and so-and-so is causing X, Y, and Z. And so we're going to have to start thinking more along the lines of unity consciousness.
I have a new book coming out. It's this is the best part. I have everything's new. Okay, we got a new website. And under Sacred Reconnections, we've got a great web designer and a great business agent, and I've got a great business partner. And all these people are working as a team with me. And the nice part is we're getting out there. The it's a guidebook. And the guidebook's going to be out hopefully by April, mid-April. And it's called Your Spiritual Immune System.
Oh.
And so, yeah, so it's based on everything you can imagine that has been related to us on subconscious levels, and that we didn't understand that. But what makes us sick is our old belief systems. But of course, we know that now. But you know, I've been doing this for 40 years, and so it's not just understanding that part. You have to know every, like, why you feel a certain way. Where'd you get that from? Do you realize you're making this up? Do you realize that you can have anything you want? If that's the truth about the idea, which is consciousness, then what are we doing with that idea? So we can change an idea just as fast as we can change our consciousness, which is just as fast as we can change our physical body. So see, things are starting to understand as we are being downloaded with all these fast-paced changes and shifts. We are also being downloaded with the other side of that. With every challenge, there's a blessing, correct? So everything that you call a blessing is going to be related to how fast you can make something happen. Now, my reads lately have been so dang right on, but they're fast. They're like, okay, you know, like, okay, you want your head fixed? Here you go, boom. You know, it's so easy. All you have to do is connect with that person, and then you can help them out if that's what they want. But the truth is, it's two or more gathered. Always comes back down to that. When you cannot collide, when you connect with another person, you actually come into a new existence, and it creates like a new cell. So you have like these cells that are on one side of the fence, and you have cells on the other side of the fence. If you have five cells that are clean and two cancer cells on the other side, what's going to happen is your coherence with the five people are going to turn those two cancer cells into clean cells. And the same goes, this is what our thinking does. This is what the spiritual immune system is about. Our thinking is going to create an illness, or it's going to create health, or it's going to create anti-aging. You see, it's all these things that are already in the body that we have potentials to be able to learn more about the possibilities that are given to us naturally. You know, so this is what I'm trying to put out in this new book.
Right, right. Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful stuff.
Mm. Yeah, I'll be welcome. So we're all in this together.
Right, yeah, yeah. And as far as the healing goes, you know, because like Virgo is a sign of healing, you know, in the zodiac. And so here we got three Virgos here, and then Mona, of course, the Virgo is actually in the healing field. And then you know, a lot of people don't really realize that they say, you know, like we're in the age of Aquarius, which we are. You know, and you can tell that just from what's happened in this century, you know, because all of the new inventions and everything that has come forward. And if you look back 100 years, like, man, like we came from horses and carriages up to, you know, spaceships and space technology and stuff like that. And so, but according to the Mayan calendar, everyone says that the Mayan calendar ended in 2012. Well, that's not exactly right. It was like a changing of the guard at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an ancient prophecy in the Mayan in the dream spell that in on July 11th, 1991, that they would enter into the sixth sun, and the sixth sun is the sign of Virgo, and so it would be in that for like another 2,000 years, and that was and then I said, well, you know, I was talking to my guides, you know, and I said, well, how can that be, you know, and they said, well, we measure cycles differently, and they said that how they measured it was the star Regulus, the royal star, going through the zodiac, and so Regulus just moved from Leo into Virgo at that particular time. Mm-hmm. So that means that we're in the sign of Virgo, which is the healing and the health. And so as soon as we get into more realizing that we create our own dramas and stuff, et cetera, then we can get over it and start manifesting health. And so out of this cycle of Virgo will come the health and the healing part of it.
That's exactly right, Mahala. And that's why I feel so strongly that, you know, everything that we're doing and contributing right now is it's top of the line. It's stuff that we really want to get out into the world, which is why we're here, you know, is to be able to help those people. That's what we are as Virgos, is, you know, we want to teach, we want to show, we want to help out, because, you know, we have a different way of looking at things. We can see things a little differently when it comes to observer. You know, when you're an observer, you don't have to attach to something, but you have to be able to rise above it to be able to see what you're looking at. And that's even including most of our own opinions, our own ideas, our own judgments.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as people start realizing that they've created all this drama and chaos that's going on in the world right now, you know, and so that they can look at it so that they can release it. And that's why it's had to become so, what I call, just really... like a movie, a circus, you know, it's so that they can really get it in their brain that this is not the way we want to be. We need time to change it and to go into a different frequency.
Right. You know, and the thing that's really helping with a lot of that is Facebook. I think Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of our social networks are actually encouraging everybody. The thing I love to watch is I love to watch how people put things on Facebook that are, they're not pie in the sky. Some are, but, you know, you see the things that are coming in are about what's relating to the world. And when people are putting it out there like that, then other people see it. And then they go, oh, that's interesting. And then they share it. And so we have a major, I think that Facebook has been an absolute blessing on a lot of levels because of what we're able to put out and how many people are able to change because of the things that we post. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I feel it's really, I it's incredible as far as I'm concerned, you know. So, yeah, Mahala.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. Yeah. So I think that we're living in really exciting times, you know. And but there are, you know, there are different people are on different frequencies, you know. So there's still part of the world that likes to fight and all that kind of stuff, and particularly in the Middle East. And Mars has been going over the Middle East since the first part of January, which has really heated it up over there. And then I find it so interesting, knowing astrology, that the West Coast is the opposite of the Middle East. And so at the same time, that as soon as Mars went into Scorpio, we had a challenge in Oregon, you know, with a field station, with people taking over that, you know. And so we had Mars going on in two different parts of the world at the same time, because Scorpio and one's Taurus. And so the two signs always work together. And so when Mars moves into Sagittarius here, it's going to be over Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Africa. And so then we'll start hearing more news from that particular area until Mars go back in Scorpio, and then we'll hear, oh, another thing's going on in the Middle East. You know, but then the Sagittarius, the people in the United States, from the Cascade Mountains to the Mississippi River, those are the areas that will get the most Earth changes this year. But also the East Coast, because that's under Cancer, Capricorn, and that's where Pluto is, and so they've been going through transformation for a long time with all the storms, and the Earth changes are going to continue because they're just getting stronger and stronger with the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Earth just breaks. Yeah, the Earth is growing, the sun is cooling, things are changing rapidly. But, you know, as we start to understand that the Earth has to grow, she's growing up, she's getting a little bigger now. But as she does that, it's opening up a whole new way of us to live here. And so, you know, it's done this for, what, millions of years. But this time, this is the crux. This is the time period that even they say it in Stanford University has come out with a science magazine that talks about this. So has Harvard. They come out with this stuff. And Bruce Lipton admits, I love Bruce. He talks so much like I do. But he comes, my brother. But, you know,
yeah.
We talk about the same kind of stuff. Humanity is a family. And how is the family looked at? It's looked at like a body. And if you can see this way that the cells work, we're all stem cells. Every single one of us are coming into a time where we can say we're stem cells because we're creating, we're starting. Stem cells don't have any. They're incredibly potent with all kinds of potential, but there's not just one potential. That's why they say stem cells are so important, because they can create what they want out of them. Well, that's what we're doing. So we are the stem cells of humanity. Okay, so this is where we're coming into this new time. But in the same time, the Earth is also experiencing this. So as the Earth grows, we're growing, the universe is growing. It's all part of the same adventure. But we don't want it to be the sixth extinction of the human race. This time is different. And this is what they were saying in the article, this is up to the human race. This time it's up to the human race. We're the ones that have caught up with the creation of the electromagnetic field. And so here we go with the scientific facts. But the electromagnetic field is what is out in the universe. It's what is from the Schumann frequency, the resonance, the 7.8 hertz. It's also happening within our hearts. And so our hearts are connected to what's happening in the universe. As that continues, if we start to let go more, which is what it's asking us to do, let go of your past and realize how much you really have and what you can offer in a world that's looking so hard for truth. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're at. We're at a time period where we really, again, we just really have to know that we're being empowered. We're not being shut down. We're not being thrown aside as a victim. You know, this is our choice. And, you know, I just posted something today on Facebook that had to do with the little people. You know, it had to do with people who did major, major things, and they were one person. You know, they could stop a whole army, just one person standing in front of tanks. They wouldn't run over the person.
Right, yeah, yeah. And then like we were talking about last night, you know, the crystal children and who are the children of love, who are just starting to grow up right now. I mean, that's a whole, like, because the children of light are the system busters, and they came in here to stir everything up, you know, and like the indigos and stuff like that, and get things going. And then when everything changes, then the children of love take their place. And they've been coming in for quite a while now, for, you know, a few years. And so then these children of love, they're already, just their presence on this planet makes a big difference right now.
Yes, all those kids have contracted to come back here to create a new world, every single one of them. And so when I look at them now, I even have a grandson that's 15 months old. I'm in awe. I'm just in awe over this child. But, you know, he's already potty trained, for God's sake. But, you know, the thing that's really happening is that all these kids are coming in as the new beginning. They're the ones that are already creating the knowledge. They have the knowledge. They came in with it. And so what I'm doing is I'm starting new retreats called New Parenting in a New Paradigm. And I'm helping out with that as well, because a lot of these kids want to speak. They want to talk, and they have things to say, but the parents are still kind of wrapped up in how they were raised. And so it's a, you know, It has to do with that. But if we could get the parents to understand more for the children's sake, then the children will be able to come up and produce something better that will say, well, you know, they have no baggage. They didn't come in with it. They did that on purpose.
Right, yeah, yeah. And look at how many children are just amazing. Like they're artists and they're musicians. And you can see, like, a lot of the videos, I mean, they're just amazing with these little tiny kids playing the piano and singing and dancing and it's just amazing to me.
Well, you know, I had Mary Rodwell on not too terribly long ago, and she's writing a new book on these kids. And I remember when they first started talking about them, oh, maybe 20 years ago, the psychic children from China.
Uh-huh.
And then they had the indigos and the crystals and the rainbows and all that stuff. And so several generations have actually passed since they started showing up. And she says that she's interviewing kids who are like 7, 8, and 9 years old who remember their past lifetimes in positions of, well, one of the kids said, "You wouldn't understand, Mary," because it had to do with the construction of living ships and other things, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so he talks about that, and they all have memories. They're coming in with their memories. So
yes,
that her point was that they wouldn't come in en masse like that if just to be unsuccessful.
Right.
So if they are showing up, and they are, there's no question about it, then we have already, as you said, Mahala, earlier, we have already turned the corner. And
yes.
the evolutionary forces are going forward. This isn't going to be one of those times when we miserably fail because we believe the wrong things.
Right.
And didn't take the time to believe ourselves.
Right.
And I think that's very important. And I also think, too, Lance, that's a very good point. That's the reason why things have to collapse.
Right.
And so, a lot of people don't realize that we're in a major cycle. I mean, there's more cycles than just one cycle or two cycles or three cycles going on at the same time. But this cycle we're ending from goes way back to creation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Billions of years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty major change, yes.
When there's no time, as you said, Mona, and that's like no time.
Right.
There's no time like now.
So we're the ones we've been waiting for, and we might as well accept it and not, I've started not complaining about some of the things that I see. I post a few things on Facebook, but I also post the solution and make suggestions. Well, you know, there are things we could do. We could write letters to the corporate office and say that, you know, and say what we believe about X, Y, and Z. And that may make a big enough difference to be like throwing a stone in a pond and having it ripple and ripple back to us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Like being an observer, you know, I mean, it's fine to be an observer, but it's also fine to do things, you know, as long as it's not done in a negative way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the New Age movement has kind of softened the idea that we should take action to some extent because, you know, everything's going to work out fine.
That's
but
right, yeah.
I have the feeling that it's really important that we follow our own impulses and that if we feel like taking action, we need to do that because nobody else is going to bail us out of all these different situations. And
No, they're not going to.
It doesn't look like they're going anywhere fast.
Yeah.
Unless there is a breakaway civilization that has the capability of actually leaving Earth now because it's about 100 years ahead of us.
Uh-huh.
And this went on under our noses, and it's still not something that's common knowledge and probably won't be for a little while, but it's coming out really quickly, and I don't see how the control system can keep all of the secrets hidden much longer.
Oh, they can't. Not any longer, no.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so much chaos, because all the secrets are coming out.
Yeah.
Everything's coming right to the surface. It's boiling up, if you will. Yeah, everything has to. That's why it has to go away, because it doesn't have a place anymore. It doesn't fit.
And
this is why this is so cool, because you're going to see a lot more healers coming in. You're going to see a lot more people understanding what healing is about. And all of this is also going to heal the rest of the world, because we're actually, this is such a big part of the world is the healing that we're going through. And one of the big things I just want to mention here real quick is that there's a way to change your frequency for the audience. If they feel as though there's no, they're not having hope and they complain a lot and they don't know how to get out of their depressions and stuff. Well, there is a way. And a lot of times it's to build what you have in your body called DHEA. And the DHEA is a hormone that works as a chemical to be able to lift your senses. And so what it does is it makes you feel better. And the way that you do that, and there's also a product called DHEA you can take, but you have it in your body. And the thing is that the way you do it is through the heart. The heart generates it. It works with DHEA instead of the cortisol. If we are negative and complaining, we're going to increase more cortisol in our brain, and then we are going to have a real problem, because then that depression doesn't want to leave us and we don't know how to change the thought. And so the most important thing is you go into your heart, you can breathe into the heart, you can feel your heart, you can touch your heart and breathe a little bit slower and take good 10 minutes a day. You don't have to meditate for 3 hours, but this is a quantum world we're living in. So we need to understand that it's the connection that's most important. If you engage in the connection of understanding the feeling of your heart, you can breathe in. And you know what the highest vibration is on the planet? Appreciation and gratitude.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Those are the two things that you can breathe into your body and breathe out. If you do this every single day, you will start to change your hormone system. You will start to change your biology. Your chemical system's going to shift in your body. You're going to feel different. You're going to sleep better. It's all of that, and it's all within you. That's why this is a very, very important time to know how your body is working. We are the spiritual immune system.
Right. What about the idea that, what about the food and the chemical situation with the organic versus non-organic and...
it's really changing. Yeah, Lance, that's a good question. They're really, it's coming into play now more and more that organics are now natural. I don't know if you heard, but Costco is going to go completely organic.
Wow.
Last year
I didn't hear that. That's great.
Yeah, I've heard that they're going completely organic, and that's the decision they made. But what's really cool about it is that we are learning that our bodies are not going to accept meat much anymore. We're not wanting it. Some people do, but we need it for a certain type of protein. But if you think about how many proteins we can get without it, there's some new developments happening in food, and basically we're learning that coming into our future, that the simplicity of life is going to be about always having your own garden. And this is going to be important. And sustainable communities, like John Jay Harper used to talk about, Lance, remember that?
Yes, I love John Jay Harper. And he was one of the few people who talked about chemtrails so many years ago.
Yes.
And said that he just simply doesn't listen to anybody that doesn't, doesn't believe in them.
Yeah, John was my business partner before he died, and
he was a wonderful man.
Communication about it, and I wrote my last book, The Sacred Language of the Human Body, based around some of that stuff he taught me. And
wow.
So to be able to work with him that way, and he's still on the other side working with me, he nudges me a lot.
I feel him every time I talk to you. I get a feeling from him, and it's just this warm, fuzzy, loving. I'm still here. Don't worry, everything's okay.
the stories we could tell. But it's real fun, because a lot of that information is happening now. John said 2017 was going to be the year that, because the ecliptic arm of the galactic center was collapsing, way back in what was that, 2006, 2007, when some of this started. And when it began, he said, by the time it collapses, the North Star is not going to be the North Star anymore. And he said, directions are going to change and everything's going to change. And he knew this back in his day. He died died in 2010, and yet he was still able to tell us how long this was going to last as a visionary and a scientist.
So
he said 2017 was when he saw the trajectory.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. One of my good friends, Anelia Benz, moved up to Washington, and one of the things that stuck in my mind about her was that she said that she had come in and her agreement was to stay until 2017, and that was it. She doesn't know what will happen after that. So, you know, there are people who are kind of feeling that 2016 is a wrap-up year and 2017 is a major turning point.
It is. It's a major turning point this year to be able to recognize it as such and then create it as such. And the one thing I would just want to say real quick is I did a channeling in December of 2014. And I have a wonderful Pleiadian host channel, if you will, that comes through. And her name is Azora. And Azora came through and she said, in 2015... you're going to be kneading the dough. It's like you're going to be taking things and you're going to be kneading the dough. You're going to be putting your spices in it and you're going to be getting it ready to rise. And then in 2016, you're going to put the dough in the oven. and then she says in 2017, you're going to eat the bread.
Oh, good. Well, we actually get to eat the bread, huh? Thank God. It's about time.
We're going to eat what we created, so we better create it well.
That's right, yeah. And it's really important to watch our thoughts because of the frequency, because the faster the frequency, the faster things manifest.
Oh, yes, yes.
And people are dying this year because a lot of it is manifested thought, and they can die quickly. That's the whole thing, is that you can heal quickly and you can die quickly this year. And so you're going to see a lot more of that, this particular timing, is that because everything's speeding up, we are our thoughts. That's why I really feel this book is going to be really important, you know, to help people understand what they're thinking.
Absolutely. I mean, it really does start with the thoughts. And, of course, the unconscious is involved, too, and the shadow. So all of these things are...
Right.
Are pieces of the jigsaw puzzle that we study and learn about, so that we can make the unconscious parts of ourselves conscious.
Right, and that's why we created such drama, was because that it was our subconscious that was creating things. You know, we didn't know enough, and because it goes from the thought to the emotions to the manifestation.
Yes, it does, and the emotions are what's triggering the door. And so once you start to go into the emotion, you can change the emotion. You don't have to keep the same emotion, and that's called buying into something that maybe you don't really want to buy into. And so you can change it very quickly as well. This is a fast year to be able to manifest things differently.
And I've noticed it's, you asked about how I was doing earlier. I've noticed it's a time of my losing my temper quickly, very quickly. So I have been monitoring that more closely, but I've lost it a few times.
Oh, I think this last full moon was a doozy.
It definitely was, particularly because it was on the manifestation of releasing anger.
Oh, it was on releasing anger. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I should have read the astrology. so funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of angry people, and they didn't know why they were angry, and it took them into a funk. Mahal and I talked about this, Lance. It took people into a funk, and I posted that on Facebook, and we had like 250 likes on that because everybody was feeling it. And so I said, well, you know, if you're feeling in a funk, you know, don't blame yourself. It is a temporary thing, but, you know, most of it is because, you know, we're dealing with the emotions of anger here, and as you're beginning to release them, you're going to have to, because you're going to change them. And I had three clients yesterday who were all angry, and I turned them all into knowing that they were just sad, not angry. I said, look at the difference of the emotion. You're sad. You're not angry. You're sad. You feel left out. So you're angry that you're left out. But the truth is, it's an overstated emotion. Go back to the sadness, cry it out, and let's start over.
Nice. Right. Very nice. Very nice. And it really is important to keep your vibration up. And a friend of mine has been telling me about how important it is to get physical exercise, you know, and get the endorphins moving. So That's mm-hmm. something I've resisted for a long time, and I'm going to actually start going to the gym again.
Okay. Good, Lance, good, because that's part of this energy that we're dealing with is health and keeping ourselves going, getting stronger, you know, enjoying our exercise, and knowing we don't have to, you know, put so much terrible energy into it and say we have to exercise for an hour and a half. We have
to right.
Make it fun.
5 minutes, maybe.
Have fun. You know, right. And I lost 100 pounds in a year. I want to tell you that. I lost 100 pounds in a year, and I just did it because I started eating differently. I stopped eating a lot of bread and gluten, and I just, you know, I never thought about gluten being a problem because I used to manifest everything. I could do anything I wanted. But then I started realizing, hey, something's not right with this energy. And so as I started eating it, I started to feel too full too fast. And then I said, okay, is it the bread? And then I found out, no, it's actually the gluten in it. And the gluten is actually sticking to us too tightly so that we can't really get our cells going very fast. So we feel sluggish and we feel dumpy, you know? And so that a lot of that is, you know, my suggestion is lay off the bread for a while and all of those starchy products because and go back to nuts and fruits because right now we are crucially changing. And if we're changing like this with our thoughts and our ideas, then of course we have to think about better health.
Absolutely. And of course, the gluten situation also resolves the GMOs.
Yes.
Because if you cut out gluten, then you're also reducing your genetically modified organisms, which are so popular these days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And we've become a lot clearer with processed foods, and we know we don't really want those anymore. You know, a lot of people are changing. They are. They're looking at things differently because they don't feel good.
You know? Right.
You know, there's a vegetable supermarket, you know, I mean, a whole big store instead of having, right, it's just strictly on vegetables. That's like a big grocery store.
Huh.
Wow.
Just open.
A lot of natural grocers and natural stores out here, you know, more and more popping in. And with Costco going organic pretty soon, you know, we've got some good things happening. So I hope that people realize that it's the little things that turn into major things. It's like one person, you know, being able to change something. And one person can. And if that's really the case, then what's wrong with us? Why haven't we done more? So, see, this is what we're doing this year, is learning how to understand our power.
Well, you know, one of my guests developed a garden tower, and it's called the Garden Tower Project, and it's really an incredible device. And I went ahead and contributed to their fund so that they could produce the second run, and it is something that everybody could have, and even an old person or a disabled person can spin it around. It's on ball bearings, and there's space for 50 different vegetables, and it is it has a center where you put worms to eat your scraps, and then the water goes to the bottom, and it's recycled. So everything is recycled.
Oh,
and
I love
it. It's a wonderful device, and kids love it, and you can get enough food off of it to subsidize the store, which... Unfortunately, most major grocery stores microwave treat even organic food. So that takes all the nutrients out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be forced pretty soon, if we want to be, or we can choose to grow our own food, which tastes so much better.
Mm-hmm. And I've also noticed that there have been a lot of more farmers markets that are available in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
All over, everywhere.
Yeah,
yes.
We've got some of those in Placerville.
Yes. And you know what else is good about that? We're helping our own communities. So, you know, by buying local, it really is true that, you know, you're helping the people in your community and the communities can flourish better. So it makes sense to me that this is what's happening. We are all getting excited about these changes. We can just get excited, for heaven's sakes, you know, start doing things new. I think this is a wonderful time to be alive. And I, you know, again, I'm not a Pollyanna. I'm a real person that knows how to read energy. And I feel like this is like the most important time of history. And I think we should all stand up on the stage and take a bow.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I agree.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think everyone suffered enough. Yeah, I think everyone suffered enough in their lifetime that it's time for it to turn around and and manifest the happy part of life.
Right, right. Well, you know, yeah, it's important to turn off the television.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is not going to give us the happy side of life.
That's
it's
for
not
sure.
designed to, and we just need to let it go. If you want
yep.
to be happy, go out into nature and go barefoot and do some sun gazing.
Right, there you go.
Some hug a tree, as they say.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I like to go out for walks whenever I can.
Oh, the beautiful part right now,
you've
you
got
guys.
About 2 minutes, just letting you know, 2 minutes, Lance.
I agree with you. I think that nature has taken a new form, and so has, and we feel nature differently, don't we? We feel it differently because we
mm-hmm.
respect it and appreciate it. The same goes with animals, and so we're seeing animals differently. And, you know, if any time anybody hears anything related to harming an animal, you know, everybody gets upset. It's almost like the way it used to be in a jail. You know, you find out that somebody's hurt somebody that you care about, you're going to get it. So it's kind of
right,
like
right, right.
We,
well, you know, you guys, this show has gone by on angel wings, and
yeah, sure
so
went
we're
by
just
now.
At the end of the show now.
Oh, wow!
So I'd like for you both to be able to mention what you're up to, and you know where you can find the book that you're coming out with, Mona, and so on and so forth.
Okay. All right. So I'll start. I'll just tell you really quickly. Go to my website at www.sacredreconnections. That's with an S, sacredreconnections.com. And it's a brand new website. We're offering a new package deal right now where I'm doing something called a spiritual 12-step program. So every month you get a 2-hour online event, and it's starting on February 29th for $20. And you
oh,
can get
wow.
on there and you can do questions and answers. So we're starting this, and the first one's going to be Rise Above the Drama. And if you go onto my website, you're going to see what each and every month offers. So I highly recommend you get it. You'll get a discount if you get all 12. And you know, and I have a new book coming out, Your Spiritual Immune System. You can see it online and see what it's about there. And many, many good gifts to offer. And any kind of healing work, I'm still working over Skype and phone and hands-on. So, you know, that's what I'm doing.
Wonderful.
Okay, and my website is www.mahalas.astrology.com, and my email address is planetalert@hotmail.com. And I write an article every month, if I have time, sometimes twice a month, and the rest of my life has just taken off by itself, but I've been extremely busy, so my spiritual work has not been, you know, like a whole lot like it used to be, but anyways, it's everything's fine.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming back and talking again. We're the three musketeers, all three Virgos, and sounds like everybody's thriving. And I really appreciate the work you're doing, and thank you for being here today.
We love you, Lance, and
yeah.
thank you.
The
for
feeling
doing
is mutual. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Night.